Riggs Eckelberry, representing Sunbelt Software and their product. Riggs, thanks for dropping in today.
Thanks, Tracy.
The product is called I Hate Spam. I mean, that gets right to the heart of it, doesn't it?
We hate spam.
Tell us how this differs. I see you guys have actually done some number crunching on the numbers of how much of all email is spam these days. And it kind of points out how big a problem it is.
Yes, you know it's bad. You see your own inbox. We've got over 100-fold increase in the last 18 months. And it's out of control. You know, there's the adult stuff. There's even the stuff we've permitted to happen has greatly increased. So we're just looking at a deluge of stuff coming in.
It's amazing. I mean, on one hand, I wonder if it's because I've had my email address open longer and they've been able to figure out, that I'm there. And the other folks who've had their email address open over a course of time, we've all gotten on these lists. Or is it a case in which just more of it's being sent out? Maybe a combo of both.
I think both. It's such a powerful medium that people have realized that any level of opt-in is gold. Now, we're the gold, and we got to make sure we're not getting mined too much.
All right, what do we do? If we hate spam, and we get spam. I hate spam, how's this thing going to work that's going to make it differ from some of the other products on the market?
Well, I don't know about you, but I don't like programs that run outside of Outlook. I want something that's an easy add-in to Outlook that I can tune for my own settings, my own preferences, that listens to me and my feelings, okay? not some Borg out there that decides what's going to be good and bad. So I Hate Spam is very much an intelligent program that looks at your own content, your contacts, what you like to get, and then runs silently, if you like it, eliminating most spam.
Okay, so unlike some of these others, as we kind of mentioned beforehand, like Skyscan and some of the other products that are out there, CloudMark's working on it as well, you guys say keeping it all in-house on your own computer would give you a little more power over that attempting to get that holy grail of not losing stuff that you don't want to lose, but still getting the most spam cut out of your inbox.
Yeah, some of us actually like to get the CNET newsletters. Mm-hmm. And so there are things that are commercial mail that we as users want to set a threshold that we like, that we're comfortable with. And others of us just don't want to have any of that stuff and just want to hear from our friends and that's it. And that should be a personal decision that we regulate ourselves. It's the essence of the internet. And that's what I Hate Spam's about.
I spend a little time every day on Outlook, right-clicking on email, then going down and labeling certain email as junk mail. And, of course, they're going to come up with a new email sending address every day. So I kind of think sometimes I'm spinning my wheels. But, I'm labeling them manually. And I am picking up probably 40, 50 pieces of junk mail in that folder each day now. Am I going to have to do this manually with I Hate Spam if everything is internal on my computer?
No, that's all over. Tracy, you've been liberated. You are going to have to do some minor tuning. Every once in a while, glance in your quarantines, see what the program's putting in quarantine. Every once in a while, wait a minute, there's something popping through. So you tune the program on a very light basis, on an ongoing basis, and that's it. You're pretty much set.
Okay. How do you guys go about determining what's spam and what's not spam?
Well, the program has built a built-in analysis engine that uses, various algorithms that are updated with the new versions constantly. Secondly, there's a learning network that is updated, if you wish it to be updated, by your own experiences. And thirdly, there's simple things like, your contact list is probably all friends, we hope, and you want to receive mail from your contact list.
So maybe a little bit of tampering ourselves, but for the most part, you guys think you've got the algorithm down to kind of figure out what things are being sent to a billion people, and so you probably don't want that one.
We do the heavy lifting.
Yeah, all right. Riggs Eckelberry here, representing Sunbelt Software. The product is I Hate Spam. What's this running these days? Is it competitive in regards to price?
It's unbelievably inexpensive, $19.95 at ihatespam.us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is among the cheaper offerings. All right. Riggs Eckelberry, thanks for coming down today. How long have you guys been in the market with this?
Oh, about a month, and I'd say we're really cranking. We're running thousands of units a week. We're very happy with how it's going.
Good. IHateSpam.us is the website, and that's the name of the product, Sunbelt Software. Riggs Eckelberry, thanks for swinging on by.
Thank you, Tracy.
It's the bottom of the hour now here on CNET Radio, and it's time to take a snapshot of what's moving technology today. Headlines here on the tech station, CNET Radio.
The Bay Area's